light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Life never bounded or constrained, tamed chaos took the flood in hand, determined thee should now recede, and bear what would become the land. And so this day their boundary set, God named one earth, the other sea, and then beholding both were good, love's eye was drawn to shrub and tree. Life thus addressed our mother earth, and charged her color, bloom, and root, be lavish in the gifts you bear, of greening forests, plants, and fruit. And so it was, and it was good, our planet's splendor stood untrod, each peak, each valley, plain, and pond, poured forth its poetry to God. Thus evening came and morning came, the third day when our earth first breathed, so fragile, faithful, fruitful, free, by life sustained, by love conceived. Amen. Let the earth and all she bears rejoice, all the trees of the woods and orchards clap their hands. Sing a new song to Adonai, the God of wonderful deeds, whose right hand and holy arm have brought salvation. God has made the victory known, and has revealed justice to the nations, remembering both truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to Adonai, O earth, ring out your joy. Sing praise to God with the harp, with strings and the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, acclaim our sovereign God. Let the sea and its creatures roar, the land and all it bears rejoice. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy, at the presence of Adonai who comes to rule the earth. God will rule the world with justice, and govern the peoples with fairness. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let the earth and all she bears rejoice, all the trees of the woods and orchards clap their hands. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Abba through Him. Thanks be to God. Whatever you do in thought, word, or deed, do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Whatever you do in thought, word, or deed, do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Give thanks to our Abba through Him. Do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. Glory to the One, to the Word, and to the holy breath of life. Whatever you do in thought, word, or deed, do everything in the name of our love, Jesus. There is no one who has left all things for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold and life everlasting. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. There is no one who has left all things for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold and life everlasting. For all who hunger, whose lives are endangered by lack of fresh fruit and vegetables, whose families and livestock are perishing from lack of vegetation. For all whose poverty forces them to survive on grain and vegetables when they can find them. And for those who willingly adopt this simple diet so others may simply live. For all who work closely with soil, who recognize its fragile beauty and strive to restore its natural balance. For those who farm and garden the earth using sustainable methods that harmonize with the life of entire ecosystems. For those who hoard the produce of the land, who build larger barns and funnel grains and greens that could feed the whole world into the unsustainable production of pork, beef, and poultry to satisfy the cravings of the elite. for those who hunger for meaning, cut off from the life-giving and sustaining love of God, manifest in the cycle of life in all its paradox and diversity.
Our Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before Mother Earth, whom you invited to join you in the ongoing work of creation. And now each peak, valley, field, and pond pours forth its poetry of gratitude and praise. As we harvest and share the earliest produce of this spring season, give us the wisdom and will to care for and conserve Mother Earth and the many life forms to which she has given birth. May we join the trees in clapping our hands and join all your saints in singing your praise, for yours is the love, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil, and come to share the fullness of life eternal.